You're listening to Soul Sessions with your host, Carla Echols. We're excited. Coming to Wichita this Saturday, June 9th, is the Grammy Award-winning, platinum-selling trio, Oakland Trio, in fact, Tony, Tony, Tony. And today we have a founding member of the group on the phone, Dwayne Wiggins. Hi, Dwayne.
What's going on, Carla? How are you?
Wonderful. Now, I have to say, you were here last year. Tony, Tony, Tony was expected to be in concert here at the Wichita River Festival. Everybody was excited, a humongous crowd, but the weather changed all that.
Man, you know, that's one thing we cannot control is the weather. You know, if Mother Nature decided that she would show up and headline. You know what, though? We're going to make up for it. June 9th is going to be off the Richter. You know what I mean? We're coming out. We're bringing the band. We're bringing our DJs. I'm bringing my guitars. So I plan to have a great time and celebrate.
That's what we are looking forward to. So let's go back a bit to the 80s and 90s when you had such great hits as Baby Doll, Feels Good, Anniversary. How did you come up with such great music?
I think it was just the time for us in terms of, you know, what we were exposed to. And musically speaking, we definitely wanted to write more songs than tunes. We wanted to write, you know, music that would be here for the rest of our lives, so to speak, you know. And that's why, you know, songs like Anniversary came about and Whatever You Want. And those songs were intended, like, to be songs, you know what I mean? And like I said, hopefully, you know, we'll be playing those for the rest of our lives and people can enjoy that good music.
Oh, so true. You know, and one reviewer said about you that you managed to appeal to urban contemporary audiences while expressing a love of 1970s soul and funk. I mean, you grew up, what, Sly Stone and all of the great artists there in Oakland.
Right, but and we also grew up when hip-hop and rap, whatever, first came onto the scene. So, you know, us being a band, that was always, we would hang out, party, but we also were musicians in the church and playing blues and everything else. So it's, I think our music is just a fusion of all of that wrapped into one. That's why it crosses from hip-hop to R&B to blues to jazz or whatever. And that's been a blessing for us. And that's, I mean, to this day, we travel with a DJ. So, you know, we keep it a little bit club.
And, you know, what was interesting to me as well is that you also play behind Tremaine Hawkins. You were on tour with her, the legendary gospel artist Tremaine Hawkins, for a time.
Yeah, you know, I toured with Tremaine Hawkins. That was before we started the group Tony, 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 and before we had a deal and everything. And at that time when I was touring with Tremaine Hawkins, Raphael and Tim and a couple of other members from our group, like Carl Wheeler, were playing with Sheila E.
Yes.
And we had the opportunity to see, you know, some real professional stuff going on production-wise and stage-wise, jamming and everything. But people like Prince and Lionel Richie, Tremaine, and a whole other gospel scene, Wyman and Simon were meeting them on the road and everything. So when we got back home from touring with those groups, we decided we would do something with our own family business, which was Tony, Tony, Tony.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, that you have, you still, I think you still have your record studio, the House of Music?
Yeah, I still have the House of Music. It's not in the same location, but it has become like this traveling museum, so to speak. You know, I've set it up in a few unique venues around the Bay Area, and then sometimes I even take that on the road.
Really? Because I know you produce a lot of wonderful artists as well.
Well, in the House of Music, I've had some great artists that have come through those microphones. And in that house, the house itself was in West Oakland, a Victorian house that I converted over to a high-tech studio. So I produced people like Alicia Keys. I produced Destiny's Child. Keisha Cole lived there for many years. India Irie. Just several musicians over the years have been through the House of Music. I cut on my first album, my solo project, I did a song called Let's Make a Baby with Jamie Foxx in that same studio. So, like I said, the House of Music is a name that came from a music store that was back in the early 70s in Oakland. That was really an inspiration to all the, you know, musicians in the Bay Area.
Yes. You know, you've had such a great influence, you know, on a number of artists. And I know people are, you know, when you think about Beyonce, you know, and so many others.
I tell you right now, she had a great influence on a lot of things that I do now, musically speaking. But I signed that group in 1995, and I'm proud to say, hey, I'm the one that put that group on back in the day. So moving forward, I've been doing some things with my own family, which is my son's group, and they're called Pop Life, and that's spelled P-O-P-L-Y-F-E. Get the opportunity to check it out, poplife.com. That's like the new the next generation, sons have had the opportunity to be around a lot of great musicians and artists and see what it takes to really, you know, make a star. And right now, I think Pop Life is going to be that next generation.
And, you know, I understand that Pop Life was first seen on the sixth season of America's Got Talent. What advice did you give them in terms of going into show business?
Oh, man, the first thing I tell them is, you know, stay focused and get your education because, you know, you got to be able to count your money and read those contracts that people want to put before you if you're going to be successful. But when they did America's Got Talent, the one thing I told them to do is just have fun because, you know, both are TV shows, and you have to really understand what it's about. It's about the TV show, and you happen to be a part of it. That's and you have to support it well, so do a good job, do the best you can. But at the end of the day, have fun. And I never expected for them to be the finalists, but they made it that far, and that's a band. You know, that's saying a lot.
It really is saying a lot. And your family is musical. I mean, your brothers and now your children. And obviously, growing up playing instruments, you know, Dwayne, recently I talked to Kool of Kool and the Gang, and he said that was so important. And that's something that he'd like to see kids continue today is to be able to actually play the instruments, you know, and be able to do it.
Well, and what's important to me, too, is like for us, the Tonys, I have to say, we don't read music so well. You know, we didn't come from a technical side of playing music. We came from playing blues on the streets of Oakland and jamming in the clubs and getting down with DJs and rappers and everything. And so it came to us that way. Now, my sons, the thing about them is they not only play music, but they read music and they write and everything. And it gives them an opportunity outside of just being able to do one style of music. And that's what I mean. To me, I think it's really important that we support these type of things and, you know, music and the arts and school and everything. It really supports your education. Right?
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your brother, Rafael Sadiq, because there's so many fans of his music as well. And I just recently learned that he was named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. What do you think about that?
I think that is the bomb. That's the type of things that young artists and inspiring artists need to see is that we could do things outside of just, you know, get on stage and play that guitar and jam and whatever. You know, you could stand for something. You can show them that there's so many directions and so many dimensions of this music industry that we don't have to be one-dimensional, you know. That right there just showed them with a little hard work and staying focused. As you know, our music has never been even, for us, considered extremely mainstream. We've always been that one a little bit to the left. And our music was always something that kind of like, the people accepted and made it number one or made it happen for us. Radio, of course, we love them. They really have, you know, embraced us over the years and taught us a lot. But it was always about the people in the community that made us, you know, where we're able to still tour and come to places like Kansas. It's been a while. So it's a whole year. So we're coming back. Obviously, you know, the people made it possible.
Well, we are so excited about that. And I'll tell you, you have such an incredible group. I was listening to Gangsta Groove last night, and I thought, that is so funky. I heard a bit of Cameo. You know, I mean, it was just, to me, such a great song. And, of course, the blues. I mean, we can go on and on. But I do need to ask you, how did that come about, the blues? Did you all just start putting that together just the way it sounds?
Yeah, we, man, that one came up on our way to the studio to record that album. First of all, was the first album that we ended up producing on our own. That was our first time getting a shot at producing. The first album was produced by Foster McKillroy, which if you listen to it, the songs are really mainstream and they're cool and everything, but we really learned our way around the studio then. That song happened to be the first song for the Revival album that we started, and we were at a place called Quarter Pounder, a hamburger spot on 81st and East 14th in Oakland. And I remember sitting on the counter, and we were going to the studio. It's like, man, what are we gonna do? I don't know. We should do something, you know, something that we grew up on. And Ray was like, we should do something bluesy. So I started beating on the counter of the hamburger spot, you know, right before my burger came. And he started coming out this bass line, and we just coming up with hooks. You know, the blues is always about how, you know, somebody did me wrong and how I got to get back and how such rough it is. And so that song right there, if you listen to the hook, is spending all my time pleasing you, all you have to give me is the blues.
Well, it's great.
Yeah. I mean, it was simple, but it was just straight to the point. And I have to say, it gave us the direction we wanted to go in for that album.
Yeah. If you don't mind, why don't you pull that bass up a little bit, my mind?
I will.
Yeah, and pull up some drums, a little hi-hat. I I wanna hear them drums kicking, kicking so hard it can feel it way back in Mississippi. Yeah, like that. Oh yeah, like that.
All you ever give
me is a blues. Come on, fellas, let's do it.
Spending all my time trying to show.
Can do for you. I feel like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't see myself without you. That's why I hang around. All you ever give me is the blues.
Girl, you know I'm
spending all my time pleasing you. All you ever give me is the blues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spending all my time pleasing you. All
Yes, Tony with the blues here on Soul Sessions. Hello, I'm Carla Echols. Now let's continue my interview with Dwayne Wiggins, one of the members of Tony, who'll be at the Wichita River Festival coming up this Saturday, June 9th. Well, you know, I had a young intern the other day. He said, I really like It Never Rains. That's his favorite that you have done. Tell us about that song.
That song right there, man, well, on that second album, you know, we were traveling a lot. We did a lot of time on the East Coast. It was always cold and raining and stuff. And we'd come back and our lawyers and accountants and everything were on the West Coast. So we'd fly to L.A. and we have on fur coats or whatever else coming to the meetings. And they would be like, man, you guys have those jackets on for? Don't you know another rains in Southern California? One of our attorneys would always say that to us. And so I had this little thing I called the Hook Book. And everything I thought that was something catchy or hook, I would always write it down. So whenever we're in the studio, I refer back to my hook book and look at something we heard or we thought about and bring that one up. That happened to be something inspired by one of our attorneys. I wouldn't say his name because he may come back and ask for some residuals on that one. But anyway, that was the inspiration. What in the video, what we're plainly talking about is, you know, even though it is raining, you know, in L.A., you know, when you got someone soft and the young lady that you like or the person you're into, it's always sunny.
Till I get there, just a kiss and squeeze and hug, and girl, you know the rest, 'cause they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
And they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
Maybe I'll take the flight out tonight, and you can pick me up about 8. I don't know what airline, girl, but I know we won't be late, 'cause they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
They tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
Now catching up to do, I'll bring the diamond, girl, because I'm so into you, 'cause they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
They tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
Now since I'm here at your place, let's take a week's trip for two. We don't have to go too far, just as long as I'm with you, 'cause they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
And they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
Selfish
That's the sounds of Tony coming your way with It Never Rains in Southern California. Good evening, I'm Carla Echols, and you're listening to Soul Sessions here on KMUW. Now let's go back to my interview with Dwayne Wiggins, one of the members of Tony, who will be performing at the Wichita River Festival coming up on June 9th. The name Tony, you came up with that?
Yeah, I came up with that as a nickname for our style and the way we would clown whenever we went out. We used to do a lot of vintage clothing shopping, go by stores and get old tuxedos, and we had these little tennis shoes we called the Worms, and we had our own little flip and stuff. And I had a roommate where it first came up, where I called him that, you know, something like capping on each other. And I said, "Who do you think you are?" Somebody named Tony, first name Tony, middle name Tony, last name Tony, which would mean triple fly or something like that. And it became something, a name we would just use as a joke. We see somebody who thought they were cool in the club, but they was like, "Look, partner, Dickie, Tony. You know what I mean? The group, we really weren't a group. It was just what we would do at home, you know, jamming in front of the stereo, jamming in front of the television, watching videos or whatever. And a friend of ours was having a wedding. They asked us to perform, and at the wedding, a young lady asked us what's the name of the group. And as a joke, we all looked at each other and went, Tony. And the joke came back around, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know about the joke, yeah, but I guess so in a sense. But it worked.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember.
Full circle, you know what I mean? But I just showed you, man, never take for granted, you know, in some of these things you just naturally like to do and having fun at can be something that ends up changing your life. And it's just a beautiful thing for us to be able to travel and continue to perform all over the world like this.
And you really do like touring, I understand. You really like performing.
Man, that's my passion. That's my therapy. You know, playing on stage, you know, it's not even like it's a concert. It is a celebration. It's a, right now it's like a reunion because we're seeing some people that have followed us over many years and made it possible for us. So, yeah, it's my getaway. I love this.
Oh, that is so awesome. So now tell me in terms of who will be coming, because Raphael obviously is out doing his own solo career. So tell us again. I just want to make sure that people, because I've been asked that question, Carla, is Raphael Sadiq coming? And I said, no, he's doing his own solo project, right?
Of course he's been doing a solo project since 97. Mm-hmm. And every now and then we get a chance to hit the stage together. So sometimes, you know, even though I may say it, you never can tell who will pop up or how. But right now my cousin, Amar Khalil, and it stays family. You know, it stays family 100% from the sound to the look to what we stand for. Amar Khalil is the front man singing lead right now. And you got to get a whiff of him, you'll understand. Our bloodline runs deep.
I agree with that. Absolutely. And it's something about siblings and relatives, you know, cousins singing together. You have such unique sound. And then you all favor, too, you know. Of course, it's family.
I mean, you know, and our speaking tone and everything else, vocally speaking and everything. When you hear the voices, you're like, wow, you guys got the same, you know, what's that word they use today? The same swag that goes on. Well, I mean, you know, we come from the same breakfast table and the same parents and the whole bit. So, you know, there's something similar about the way we speak and the way we play the guitars and the way we approach music, you know, in terms of producing, in terms of performing. When you hear Raphael, you hear me, you hear Tim, you hear Tony. When you hear Tony, you hear Raphael. It's 100. It's all the same. And that's a beautiful thing, man. I'll tell you, it's nothing like it.
Now, Dwayne, it's been, what, since 1996 that you had a studio album out. What is next for Tony? I know you're touring and all those kinds of things. Do you plan to ever go back in the studio and produce more music?
We produce a lot of stuff now, man. There's a lot of stuff you hear leaked out on other artists that come through us. And I get flattered all the time when I see Beyonce winning awards and doing these things and this, that, and the other. I hear her albums and I hear the music she's doing. I feel so good when I know that I've inspired some of that movement. When I listen to these songs and the bridges and the modulations, I feel so, I'm honored to know that I've inspired a young person and given them the opportunity to go out and change the industry. You know what I mean? That's what it's always been about. So, you know, I want to keep my mind clear and always, you know, look at who can have the opportunity to keep, you know, this music, this blues, this R&B, this jazz, this classical, who can keep it in the forefront and keep music alive.
And Tony is coming to Wichita on the 9th. What can we expect when you hit the stage?
Wichita, just plan to let your head down and party, because we're going to get 100% loose. We are 100% the truth. So the stage is where we're going to invite everybody to get real close with us. It's just going to be a reunion, a crazy party.
That's Dwayne Wiggins of Tony, 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 who will be in concert this Saturday during the Wichita River Festival on June the 9th. The concert will take place downtown in Wichita and Douglas on Kennedy Plaza. Dwayne, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me today. I tell you, we are really looking forward to you coming to Wichita.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it, man. You know, I had some great food last time I came there. But listen, you know, we usually get there a day early, so I'm letting people know, you know. I chow down.
I love
and,
that.
I don't eat pork or anything like that, but, you know, let me know where I need to come and hang out the night before.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to have you hooked up for sure.
For sure, sure.
All right, Dwayne. Look forward to seeing you.
Likewise.
All right, take care.